Well, if you're a member of a major industry superannuation fund, you might not know it, but overnight, you just bought a $5.7 billion road toll in America. The deal was secured by Industry Funds Management CEO Brett Himbrie on behalf of Australia's industry super funds. He's speaking here with James Carlton.
We've bought the Indiana Toll Road on behalf of our investors, and that's about 235-kilometre divided highway in the state of Indiana that basically connects Chicago to the East Coast. So it's one of the most significant transportation hubs in the United States. So it's a very exciting core US dollar-based infrastructure asset, great match to the liabilities of the pension funds and the superannuation funds whose money it is that we're investing.
Are there opportunities like this in Australia for you?
There are similar infrastructure opportunities. There's not so many sort of toll road or transport opportunities, but there are opportunities, and IFM is in Australia the largest financial infrastructure investor across a range of ports and airports and electricity transmission generation. So there are, and we've taken advantage of those over the years, and we obviously hope to continue to do so in this country as well.
Australia has a great need, though, for more infrastructure. Are there any obstacles to getting the funds you manage into action in Australia?
Oh, look, we've been quite vocal about the obstacles, as you put it, James. The obstacle is not the supply of capital and not the willingness of that capital to invest in infrastructure. It comes down to basically what we call deal supply or availability of appropriate infrastructure assets. So we've been working with, you know, governments and others around the world as to, you know, how we could collectively, you know, solve the problem that you rightly point out. The world needs more infrastructure and it needs the funding to do that. And at the same time, there's superannuation and pension fund systems around the world need investment deals. So there's clearly an opportunity to marry those two needs up. And we do need more roads. The roads are congested. We need more social infrastructure. So what's the barrier? I'm not sure from the government's perspective, but from an investor's perspective, the barrier is not our supply of capital or our willingness to deploy that capital into long-term high-quality infrastructure.
Perhaps a reluctance because of the political temperature that's involved for governments who endeavour to privatise public assets.
Yeah, look, the privatisation issue is clearly a very live debate at the moment. And, you know, the government clearly has the role to hopefully influence the community's concern around that. And those concerns are understandable. Having said that, from our perspective, there is a great benefit, first and foremost, to pension fund or superannuation fund members. We've seen that in Australia. Infrastructure has been a wonderful contributor to their return. So for investors and superannuants in Australia, infrastructure investment is a terrific addition in terms of their returns. What we've also seen in the case of some what we call social privatisation, where that money is used by a government to reinvest into new economic and social infrastructure, it also provides a community and potentially a state benefit because it creates jobs in the short term, and long term it improves the productive capacity and the living standards of us all. But we recognise that there is clearly a community concern, and the government need to ensure that those concerns are understood, and hopefully they can address those and we can get more activity.
And one of those concerns is this idea that assets which are owned by all Australians are, when privatised, given to the private sector. In your case, your fund members are 5 million Australians.
Yeah, look, you're right. I mean, we were, you know, the successful acquirer of the ports of Botany and Kembla in May 2013. So in that instance, the taxpayers of Australia moved from the owners being taxpayers to the owners, as you say, James, being approximately 5 million Australians through their superannuation funds. So we would argue a great outcome for the superannuants. It still means that the ownership is in what we would call responsible long-term stewards who consider the needs of the customers, the employees, and of course the investors.
And if Mike Baird, the Liberal Premier of New South Wales, is re-elected, will you be a customer for his privatised poles and wires electricity assets?
Well, I mean, firstly, if he were successful and if he were able to pursue his mandate, then, yeah, as Australia's largest infrastructure investor, we would be interested in that. And so too would many other large financial investors around the world, I'm sure.
Are you willing to share your maximum offer price?
good question. The answer would be, in any event, no. But we haven't seen enough information yet. There's an enormous amount of analysis and due diligence that go into acquisitions like the one we've just made in Indiana.
And just finally, this latest purchase, wasn't the previous owner bankrupt? And how sure are you this will be a good investment for Australians?
Very good question, and we've done an enormous amount of work to satisfy ourselves of that, of course. So you are right, it was bankrupt, and the reason why it was bankrupt is the previous owners put somewhere in the vicinity of about 80% of the capital structure was debt, and that was done in 2006, pre the GFC. Now, whilst the actual tolls and the revenues of this toll road continued to increase, even through the GFC, their debt structures were financed in pre-GFC times, and they weren't able to reorganise that debt post the 2008 GFC. So the previous owner loaded it up with a whole lot of debt, and that debt became very expensive post the GFC. And notwithstanding the resilient nature of the traffic volumes and the revenues, it did go into bankruptcy. Our capital structure is far more conservative, and we're very confident this will prove to be an excellent investment in, you know, the world's largest capital market, in one of the most significant transportation hubs. It is core brownfield, mature infrastructure, which is a terrific match to the liabilities of Australian superannuants and the global pension funds that IFM otherwise represents.
And finally, members of the superannuation, Australian Industry Superannuation Funds, if they go on a holiday to Indiana, do they get to go for free, given their owners?
Good question, James. I think it's going to be pretty hard to discern who they are, because there are somewhere, the daily traffic volume was 80 or so thousand people, so if we could discern who they were, then that could be a possibility. But logistically, I admire the sentiment, but logistically, I think it's going to be very difficult to commit to that.
At least maybe a VIP queue in the toll lane or something.
Well, I mean, you make an interesting point, but James, because there is that tangibility. You know, we often talk about the story in Melbourne, where you get off at Melbourne Airport, you own that as an Australian superannuant, and sometimes you catch the Skybus to Southern Cross Station, you own that as well. So there's a reality to these investments, as well as them being a great contributor to investor returns.
That's Brett Himbrie, the CEO of Industry Funds Management, speaking with our very own James Carlton.